Morning and welcome to you all. And this morning we want to welcome our Lord and our Saviour and our Father this morning too to our service. I just want to share with you a verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1. Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. And that's an incredible truth that we come to celebrate this morning, isn't it? Together, that we have a house that has been made for us by heavenly hands, not just this body that we have here. It's something that we all look forward to. And I pray that we'll come to understand the truth of that for each one of us this morning as we meet together. I see we've got one or two visitors here too, so welcome. And that's really good. So we'll begin with, come now is the time to worship. I just want to continue reading a bit more of that 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Isn't that a beautiful sentiment there, that what is mortal will be swallowed up by life? Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose, and has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we're always confident and know that as long as we're at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So when we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due to him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Let's join together in prayer, come before our Lord. Father God, we thank you for that promise of a new body, one that has already been made for us, one that cannot be destroyed like our present body, one that won't have the restrictions of this present body, one that will just desire to be in your presence always, not one that is twisted and broken and wants to hide away because it knows it is naked in your presence. We thank you that you have given us your Spirit, who helps us to see beyond the limitations of our physical eyes, to glimpse what you plan for your people and us. May we understand and see more of your plans for us and the world, and what it can be like when we work with you. We confess we slip into despair and complaining that life is too tough when we take our eyes off you, and we forget we need to live by faith in you and not by our own sight or wisdom, so we can make it our goal to please you no matter what circumstance we find ourselves in. Father, none of us can even hide from you or hide what we have done in secret or openly, and we must stand before you and answer to you for that. Father, we need your Spirit to help change our minds, to understand your purposes, to become willing at all times to act as your hands and feet on this earth, to bring help, healing, and your hope to others who have no hope. Because we understand you have paid the price already for all our wrongdoing and sin, we weep with joy and are filled with amazement that you have done this for each and every one of us, Father. And we come before you this morning to raise our voices in thanks and joy with that. Father, be with us now, in Jesus' name. Amen. The notices, Joe, have we got no notices? Right. I have them. And they have been emailed out for those, and I've got a copy here. Let's have a look. Wrong piece of paper, too many bits of paper. Right. There's the Ravi Zacharias meetings in Dunedin tonight and this week. And I listened last night to some of his things on the internet. He's got you can look up on the internet and YouTube, and you'll see him speaking and other people speaking. So even if you can't go through, he's well worth listening to. He's an apologist, and he appears to know what he's talking about. So he's quite encouraging to listen to. So I'd recommend that. Managers meet on March the 1st. Probably that's the main things that are coming up. Oh, school Sunday school roster. Please get in touch with Lynn or Leanne to complete this, and I think Sharon might be doing that today. Yes.
I've noticed as well, but Judy's got one too.
Right.
I'll share about that in a minute.
Right. Yep. Would you like to share now then?
Yeah, I'll let Judy go first.
Yeah. I don't know, a couple of months ago, I've taken on the mission responsibility as elders, and I've also have always had a burden to increase the communication between us all and the church. So a couple of months ago, I emailed out a pre-month calendar. I haven't had a feedback from anybody apart from Doug, so I'm not sure whether anybody got it, anybody printed it, or what the general feeling was. And then I did again in December, and I've just done one for this month. So I just thought, well, it's probably about time to highlight it. So it's a weekly prayer diary for our church. We've undertaken to support 5 missionary families, and Graham has done an amazing job in the past of keeping us up to date with them. And a lot of them, like you, get updates with SIN, but some of them you don't. And I've emailed them all, and they're very kindly emailing me regularly now, so the communication's there to be able to continue. So all the update on them all, they've all expressed their love and support and appreciation for what Waikaka Napdale has done for them. All of them have. In fact, the lovely personal comments about their memories here have been quite special. So because they're now committed to us, I think it's really important that we do uphold each day and each week the plan. And I would really love you if you could communicate to me just items that may come up that you think is really important, particularly Bible schools. Even I've returned our group down to university, so Kayla and Catherine, if you want to keep us up to date at various parts when exams are coming or pressure's on. We're a body, we care for each other. We really do care for each other. And so let's do that within a communication and a prayer diary that we can keep up to date. Apologies for any mistakes, because there will be. I'll say that now, but please make sure that I'm in the loop on those ones as well. That's for you, Caroline.
Morning. At our elders meeting during the week, we were talking about children's ministry, and Children's Sunday is next, International Children's Sunday is next Sunday, and often in Gore there's lots of exciting things happening, but it also was a time for us to perhaps take stock of where we're heading with our children's ministry, and we're hoping to do that perhaps after church or to do with church, part of church next week. So I know that the Sunday school roster's been something that's come at us every week, so we'll talk about that too, because it may or may not be something that we carry on with. So, want to see where people are at with children's ministry. And so if you'd like to put that in your prayer diary this week as well, that would be really cool, because it would be great to know the way forward. Thanks.
All right, thank you. The other thing that's on today is Radical Grace. SIM Thailand team is in Invercargill speaking at Richmond Grove Church at 4 p.m. this afternoon. So there's a barbecue following that. So down there. So if people are interested in that, they can go to. I think that's the only ones that the urgent notices. And hopefully the rest of you can catch up on the internet, or if you need a copy, see Judy, perhaps, is it, for a copy of the notices. Yeah. Right. Your offering to the Lord's work will be received. Father, we thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for the riches that you've given us, particularly in this country. We offer as token of these back to you now, Father, but as a greater indication that we give our whole hearts to you as well. And that it is only a token of that, but it shows that we love you, that we acknowledge that all we have is from you. And Father, we ask that you would take it and bless it and use it for your glory and your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Any birthdays or anniversaries or celebrations that we ought to be acknowledging this week?
Steve's mum's birthday is tomorrow, so I'm sure she'd appreciate prayer.
Yeah, for that. Yep.
She's getting tired looking after Dad.
How'd the school sports go? All right? You managed to jump and run and do all those things, so that's good. Happy that it's over? Right. It was a good day, wasn't it? Yeah, so we can be thankful for that. Right. Yeah, no other...
Ben's was on Thursday.
Ben's was on Thursday. Right, well, we'd definitely pray for him. He'll be settling into things, is he? Yeah. Right, so it'll be a new course for him too, won't it? Yeah. It's pharmacy, isn't it? Yeah, right. Oh, well, yes?
Oh, last night Rob was given the best male lead in a play at the Otago Southland Theatre Awards.
Oh, right.
Roland stepping out last year.
Yep.
We mentioned an evening and then received an Oscar. So.
Right. Wow. Did you walk the red carpet?
Well, we did. It wasn't quite as classy as what you see on TV.
Very good. Yeah. He certainly deserved it, I think. When I was in the audience, we appreciated his performance. Yeah. Right. Oh, well, we'll join together in prayer for these people. Father, we thank you that you are always doing things in our lives. And that, Father, we thank you for the awards that we receive when people appreciate the gifts that you have given us, and that we're able to share them like Rob has with other people and bring laughter and happiness. And Father, we thank you for Ben and that he's starting a new course this year. We pray for him that as he begins the pharmacy course that he will just it will grow into his heart, and that he'll have a real feeling for that area, and that you would bless his study in that. And Father, that in his relationship with you this year, that it will be blessed and grow, his understanding of you would increase. And Father, for Steve's mum, we thank you for her and her faithfulness over many years. And we pray that you would give her strength, and that she would know that you have something prepared for her and Steve's dad too in the future. And that even as our bodies grow old and we run into problems, Father, that there is far more that you offer us, and that you would give her strength and ability to see that each day and bless her in Jesus' name. I'd just like to continue on with this reading from 2 Corinthians, and I was determined to do the whole chapter, so getting it in bits. We've already done the first 10 verses, so this will be from 11 to the end, to 21. And one of the reasons that I'm reading it today is that it talks about the word ambassador right at the end. And Ross is going to be sharing with us today along this theme, and something that he's been doing the last month. And I'll let him tell you more about that when he gets to it. But it's such an incredible chapter, this chapter. It's got so many things in it that encourage us in our daily walk. So just what we're to do in God's kingdom, really, here on earth. The Ministry of Reconciliation, it's titled. Since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade men, which is what Ravi Zacharias is doing tonight, people in Dunedin. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than in what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, it is for the sake of God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old one has gone. The new one has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Christ has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that it is in him we might become the righteousness of God. So we can become like God. We can become righteous. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word.